In case you still believe Texas Democrats are anything resembling the party of old, take these lead sentences from an online blog written by a recent nominee for state rep of that party. If I hear one more politician say, "Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families," I may vomit. In the context of this preventable tragedy, thoughts and prayers mean absolutely nothing. The raging liberal lady is calling the murders at the Oregon Community College preventable and is, in typical leftist fashion, perfectly callous toward the spiritual side of the death and loss suffered by victims and their families. One wonders just how murder is preventable. She likely thinks we should pass a law against murder and such would stop. The Democrats' tantrum continued with, "The victims don't need your thoughts and prayers. They're dead." Again, callous to the core and rejecting of the concept of a soul for which Christians and other religions offer prayers. The intemperate West Texas Democrat, a leader of her party in the region, finished up the column with, "Forget your damn thoughts and prayers. They're not enough. Your job is not about offering thoughts and prayers. It's about finding solutions to problems, deadly problems which affect your constituents. That's why you were elected. No more excuses. Do something." Let's see. Rejecting religion and demanding political authority control humans to the point of stopping human sin, a sort of authoritarian utopia? I wonder if she ever read Karl Marx. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.